It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and that wallet of yours. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can save more and spend less. And don't let anyone ever rip you off. Coming up in a few minutes in today's Clarkrageous Moment, something beyond comprehension. Criminals going to prison for 10 years who stole nearly $100 million from people in a criminal enterprise are now getting hit with a civil penalty of $1, not having to pay restitution to anyone. I'm going to fill you in on background on it and what happens when the cop on the beat decides to take a long vacation. And coming up yet later, I've got some tips for you if you're interested in returning to work later in life. In a Facebook Live I did earlier today, that was a question from two people about returning to work. I want to deal with that because it is an issue for so many people. And before I launch into something new and exciting I wanted to talk about with your health, I wanted to mention there's a guy named Scott Kies who does something called Scott's Cheap Flights. And he's put out an alert about a fare sale to Europe. And I've checked and the seats seem widely available for travel from September through May, except for holiday periods. You can fly to a bunch of places in Europe from a bunch of spots in the United States for four-something round trip, generally from about $425 to about $475 round trip. The included cities are Atlanta, Birmingham, Chicago, Detroit, Little Rock, Long Beach, Louisville, Minneapolis, San Francisco, San Jose, to some places, Boston, Vegas, Hartford, Seattle, Tampa. The places you can go on these cheap fares: Amsterdam, Brussels, Copenhagen, Dublin, Manchester, Munich, Rome, and Zurich. Again, these fares available from various spots in the United States to these spots in Europe for travel from September through May. No Thanksgiving or Christmas, New Year's holiday travel included. To find these fares, to find them available from one of the departure points, go to google.com/flights and put in where you want to depart from, where you'd like to go to in Europe, and bring up the calendar and pick a date going and returning, and then the calendar will show you the lowest fare for every departure day in a month and show you the fare once you click on a date, what the return, the total round trip fare is returning on various days. These fares tend to disappear at any time, but these fares have been around for 13 hours so far, and hopefully they'll stay around for several more hours. Now, I want to talk to you about something that is a stunning breakthrough that happened principally at Harvard University Medical Center and other facilities in Boston. But there is a new ability to use your DNA to figure out your risk level for various illnesses, both high risk to low risk. And by the way, they say that knowing if you're low risk for something is in many ways as valuable to you as knowing if you're high risk. Specifically, the researchers have focused on heart disease, diabetes, breast cancer as three areas in particular that they now can provide precise information about the level of risk you have of having one of those diseases. And an interesting breakthrough, they're able to take your results from 23andMe or Ancestry.com and use that information to give you the much greater mapping. And there are various uses of this going on around the country. Some places are making the enhanced results free. Others are charging somewhere around $100. But basically, that's nothing to have access to information as to your true level of risk, elevated risk, or lack thereof, of having a major disease. This is something that's been promised that it was coming for, I guess, the last 20 years. And now we are on the cusp of it. And it will become completely mainstream to have this information likely in the next year or two around the country, starting first at the medical centers of excellence and then spreading around the country. And the one thing that I can tell you, having with 23andMe, having accepted every bit of bad news they want to give me, you have to, and they've given me some. I mean, I'm like a walking disaster based on what I've seen. Anyway, you have to be of a mind like I am that you can handle the information. And a lot of people can't handle the news. They're better off being unaware because they may freak themselves out. And as every person ever quoted in any story about enhanced risk to an illness says, that just because you've enhanced risk, that is not your destiny. And for example, people who have a heightened risk of diabetes or heart disease, there are things you can do behaviorally and with what you eat that will have a direct impact. Well, I guess behaviorally would include how you eat in addition to exercise. But there are things that you can do, and you know if you have an enhanced risk, you have a higher priority to do those things instead of just accepting, woe is me. Everything's going to be terrible for me. Instead, you take the information and you try to even the odds for you. Nisha's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you. You have a question for me about making sure you're putting enough money aside.
Yes, that is correct.
Let me hear.
So, I am I'm a biweekly paid employee, and majority of my bills are due monthly, so that normally doesn't affect anything. However, I do have a daycare expense from one of my children that is it's due weekly. So, with me paying it at a biweekly rate, I'm getting late fees, and those add up really, really fast. So, I have had the longest time and the most trouble trying to figure out some type of budget that will work for me by being paid biweekly so that I can pay daycare weekly and not gain those late charges.
Yeah, because the late fees only put you further and further behind.
Exactly.
And so what is the weekly cost and how much is the late fee?
It is $115 a week, and the late fee, if that $115 is not paid by the following Monday, there's a $25 late fee.
So you're paying like 20% extra versus everybody else.
Yes.
So, you know, the math says, if somehow you're managing to handle the payment plus 20% extra, that if you just limit some choices till you get through one pay cycle, you should be able to get just a little bit ahead where you're able to pay that weekly fee on time every week.
Okay.
Because you're already spending 20% extra. So there are things in your life that maybe you have to figure out how to manage that biweekly check just a little different than you have been with some other expenses you have that maybe you let them slide just a little that don't have particularly late fees, and you make sure you can get on a cycle paying the child care facility weekly. And once you get in that cycle, you're suddenly going to be spending less money for childcare.
Okay, that sounds great.
So like an example would be, think through everything you spend money on. Maybe you have pay TV. Do you have pay TV?
We do. We have Hulu and Netflix, so we stream all of our TV.
All right, so you're not spending much on that, okay? How about, what are you doing for cell phone plans?
We are with Sprint.
All right. So
it's a contract.
You're in a contract?
or not a contract. I'm sorry, they don't do contracts anymore, but it's monthly. So it's about, for two lines, unlimited services on both lines as far as calling and texting. The insurance on both phones, it's about $178 a month.
You got it right there. Right there is where you can blow the expenses apart that are eating you up. I'm looking for any one thing that suddenly frees up the money that gives you the breathing space for your child.
Okay.
And so go look at my cell phone guide at Clark.com. Mm-hmm. I have choices that start at as little as $10 a month for one of them that you can take your Sprint phones and use on it and have a $10 a month cell phone bill instead of what you have now.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, that's one area that I find almost always someone can make a big difference in their monthly expenses.
Okay.
And so if you're able to take that down, let's say you even take it down to $70 a month from what you're paying, that's $100 okay. extra dollars a month you've got that'll help you get back on the path where you're not late on the weekly cost for your child.
Okay.
And I mean, there are so many things like that. If you examine each expense you've got, look for whether it's really necessary or ways you can reduce it.
Okay.
So it's not like you, the first thing I said kind of helps at the edges, looking at what you can delay paying so you make sure you pay childcare on time.
Mm-hmm.
But the big change, the big pivot is when you take an expense you just accept as an expense and look for a way to cut it down to size.
Okay.
So give that a try, and let's see if you can get out of that cycle of always owing the penalties.
Sounds good.
Okay, well, have a great day, and I hope that helps you.
I think that it will. It's put a better perspective on things for me.
Well, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Terry joins us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Terry.
Hi, Clark. So happy to talk with you.
Well, great to have you here. You're going to Italy.
Yes, it's been my dream. It's not my husband's, though, because he doesn't like to fly, but he's going anyway.
When he gets to Italy and he experiences how much fun it is, he will suddenly learn to love airplanes and will want to go everywhere.
I hope so. My question is I don't really care to carry a lot of money with me. Would it make a lot of sense for me to get one of the no fee for international transactions credit cards?
100%. Absolutely, no doubt. And
yes.
One of the changes in Italy over the decades is I remember going to Italy back when they used their own money and nobody took credit cards, and now in the era of the euro, I never have to use any euro, really, because everybody takes credit cards, seems like, everywhere you go in Italy.
Oh, great.
Don't bother with an American Express card that has no foreign currency transaction fees, because almost nobody takes American Express in Europe. But MasterCard and Visa are very widely accepted. And there are so many issuers now that offer no foreign currency transaction fees.
Wonderful. Okay. And I just want to let you know that I've been listening to you for a long time, and your advice has helped me to be debt-free my whole life. Never had a loan except for my mortgage.
Congratulations to you. And that is great news. Is your credit score, do you have enough credit that you got a decent credit score?
830.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. 830. Outstanding. I wish mine was that high. Today's Clarkrageous moment represents something I don't ever recall, and that is putting a spotlight on one organization 2 days in a row in the Clarkrage, and it's the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which the public in recent polling overwhelmingly, regardless of political allegiances, loves the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, loves having a cop on the beat for consumers. But right now, the agency has flipped and is working to hurt consumers, to harm us instead of help us. Today, the example is so egregious, so outrageous, I don't even know where to start. And I didn't know about this till I saw an item and the Kansas City Star about it earlier today. So I told you a story recently about a criminal enterprise that was doing illegal payday loans that ended up causing $70 million in harm to consumers. And the perpetrators are going to prison for 10 years. You're not going to believe this, but the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau just reduced the fine that they have to pay for all the harm done to consumers around the country to $1. $1. This is beyond anything I can imagine, because the purpose of this is to send a signal to the payday loan industry that there will no longer be a cop on the beat. That even when someone engaged in an ongoing criminal conspiracy that caused enormous harm to people, and they're spending a decade in prison, the fine they will face is a dollar, is more important than if they had not even said there was going to be any action, because the whole purpose of the dollar was to signal to people who engage in those predatory, horrific, awful payday loans, is no matter what they do, no matter who they harm, nothing is going to happen to them. Shame, shame, shame on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that has been there for you and me for years and now has turned around to stab you and me in the back. Glad you're with us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and that wallet of yours. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can keep more of what you make. I wanted to mention that earlier this hour, I talked about some special airfares today to various spots in Europe from around the country. Several of those have vanished just in the last few minutes. I've been checking every time I could, and I've noticed the fares have started vanishing from various city pairs. So the real deals that I breathlessly talked about, you may have grabbed them in the last few minutes, or you may be, what's Clark talking about? But they are disappearing but minute by minute. But the good news right now is we are in the time of year when there are great sale fares to Europe for the shoulder seasons and off season or low season, which used to start in September. Now it starts the third week of August, and shoulder runs till November 1st when the off season begins. And the off season continues till February 28th when shoulder season starts again and runs until mid-May. And this year we're going to see, because of the extreme competition in so many markets from WOW and Norwegian, we're going to see a lot of very, very good deals. Now, recently I talked about the flip going on in the workplace, with employers having more interest again in the very people they treated like dirt when the financial scandals happened last decade that led to the massive wave of layoffs through last decade into 2012. And the people that most found themselves on the chopping block were people older than 45, that employers engaged in massive age discrimination against older workers. I remember in 2010 doing one of my TV specials with people who had been canned, who were over age 50, and profiled their struggles and did a town hall live on TV answering their questions, and how difficult that was, and the pain that I felt from people, and the exhaustion I felt after that broadcast was over, because I didn't have a lot of good answers and didn't have a lot of cheer to spread at that time, because it was clear that employers specifically targeted people that were older. It's against the law, but what does that mean? So anyway, flip to today, and now employers, not all of them, but many, are rediscovering a new love for older workers with years of experience. They now need the steady hands with experience back in the workplace. There's a term Mashable uses about that called returnships, that any of a number of large employers are now offering programs. 160 companies now that they know of are offering programs to try to reintegrate people who are at ages where they were considered to be surplus during the Great Recession. Now they're like, hey, come here, let us get reacquainted with you and try to get people back into the workforce. Now, it's not every company, obviously, but it is something that is a clear change going on in employment, and it's one that could have real benefit to you, because once you get inside a company, the odds that it will lead to ongoing employment at that company is very high. So know that if you have felt you would never find a place that respected your skills, paid you what you've been worth before they decided you were worthless, think again, because it is a new opportunity now, because employers need workers who know what they're doing so badly right now. And I love the lingo that corporations use. They're looking for mid-career people, the very people who they ditched heartlessly and cruelly during the Great Recession. Doug is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Doug, how are you doing?
Hi, Clark. How's it going?
Great, thank you. Doug, MoviePass is not being your friend.
No, they are not. They are, I'm hoping, I'm going to give them a pass a little bit, but I'm hoping that this is just a bad system that they've got set up. But last week, I tried to cancel, you know, because of the change in their billing system and how many movies you could do and all that stuff. And I got a cancellation confirmation email, and through the process of that, it said you can keep using it through the end of your billing cycle, which was 2 days later. And so then the next day I went on, tried to use the app, and I had to click through something and get into it. Wasn't anything available. Tried it the next day, and the next day it said, sorry, you don't have a subscription. And so I was just like, whatever, it's the last day of the billing cycle, I'm done with them. And then this week, yesterday, I got an email from them that said, thank you for opting in to our new subscription service for, this billing cycle.
So they changed terms and conditions, which gives you the right to get rid of them. And they then turn around after you cancel and then decide that you have decided you want to be a member again under the new terms and conditions.
Exactly.
Well, this is something that is being very widely talked about right now. You are not anywhere near the only person who canceled and is now enrolled in the new MoviePass, even though you did cancel. And here's something on social media I'm reading right now from one of the posts. I canceled my MoviePass this morning, and tonight I get an email claiming I accepted a new deal and my cancellation's been overwritten. Then I go to cancel my subscription again, and I keep getting an error message. I won't go on to say what they had to say about MoviePass because it's a family show.
I read the same post. I know what it says.
All right. So what you should do now is contact your credit card company. Please tell me you used
that was
a credit
card. Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you. I think that's probably the only way out of it, isn't it?
Well, that is what you should do. And anybody who uses a debit card with MoviePass has no rights. But if you used a credit card, you have the right to can the thing, and your credit card company should help you with that. And all they'll want from you maybe at some point is the documentation of when you did cancel.
Okay.
And so we will have many, many people we hear from about MoviePass. You know, it's MoviePass, when we've talked about it on Clark Deals from very early on, we always said this is a great deal with a warning, because there was no way the math was ever going to work. And they ran out of money, and they say now to the media that the new plan, which is, correct me if I'm wrong, it's you get three movies in a month for $10?
Yeah, three movies in the month for $9.99. They're getting rid of all the other restrictions, I guess.
And so they say they can make that work. I don't even see how they make that work, because they're paying the theaters retail, and then they're selling you the movie for $3. It seems to be just as broken as anything they've tried before, except when the real movie buffs were the only ones who subscribed, because you may know this. It used to be $50 a month for MoviePass.
Yeah.
And at 50, it was only like the real avid moviegoers. But when they dropped it to 10, all bets were off. So see if you can get canceled. How much did you use it when the going was good?
I only had it for a month before this all happened, so I ended up going to just two movies just because of my schedule. And then when they started the restrictions, it was hard to get in to see something.
Got it.
So, but I still a good deal for me in that situation. But yeah, if they keep charging me, not so much.
Well, the big news, and this is the important thing, Doug, with MoviePass, is they shook up the ticket selling system of the movie business. And now you have theaters that hated MoviePass so much, but really began to understand that offering some form of subscription service to your chain, of theaters, was a great way to build frequency of going to movies, and more important, get people to spend money at those overpriced concession stands. And AMC, which had been the arch enemy of MoviePass from day one, now has a very good subscription program, and you'll see this from the various theater chains trying to build loyalty just to them, number one, and number two, get people to come into the theater more often. Marcelo is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Marcelo.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thank you, Marcelo. You have a question for me that's very intriguing. Hit me with it.
Well, I am a new homeowner, and, you know, you hear from everybody, you know, the best way and the fastest way to try to pay down your mortgage and get it taken care of. And the latest one that I heard was to do partial payments. So basically on the 15th, before your mortgage is due, to cut your mortgage in half and send that amount. And then when the first comes around, when it's due, to go ahead and pay the other half. And something about the interest doesn't hit quite on the whole mortgage amount for the month or something. So basically with that, my question is, do you have any ideas of the best way to pay down your mortgage without breaking the bank?
Yeah, so that method will not work for a mortgage. It'll work for a credit card. It'll work for a variety of loans. Sometimes it'll work for a car loan, because it'll work for any loan that calculates interest on a daily basis. But mortgages, pretty much unique among borrowing vehicles, a mortgage, the interest is calculated on a monthly basis. So prepaying 2 weeks early, part of a payment, will have no benefit for you. By contrast, with a home equity line of credit, the interest is normally calculated daily, and there is an advantage to doing just what you said. But with a traditional fixed-rate mortgage, there's no advantage at all. And in fact, many mortgage servicers will reject a less-than-full amount check.
Okay.
So let's talk about advice? Yeah, I got the alternative for you.
All right.
Okay, so let's talk about whether you should even consider an alternative. What's your mortgage interest rate?
4.2.
4.2 with today's numbers, it's kind of on the bubble about whether you should, but I'll tell you what you can do. When you make your payment each month, you can pay whatever extra you want to. There's a line on the mortgage coupon for additional payment of principal. And right. So if you send an additional amount, what most people do is they send 8% extra, which is the equivalent of making one extra payment a year. What it does is it takes dollars off the principal balance of the loan, and then it has a magnified effect over the life of the loan and the total amount of interest you pay, because once you paid that little extra amount, it means those dollars will never have interest charged on them again. They're gone from your loan.
Right.
So at four and a quarter?
Yes, sir.
You're not going to shave a lot of time off a loan by prepaying at a great rate like you've got. And there may be higher priorities financially than sending a little extra money each month as an additional principal payment. Because there are other things that would be more important. Like, for example, putting more money towards retirement if you have a 401k plan at work, or if you don't have a Roth IRA, putting money into a Roth IRA would both be much more valuable to you long term than paying extra on a 4.25% mortgage.
Okay.
Or if you have credit card debt, that would be more important to get rid of than the mortgage. The mortgage comes way down the list of priorities in terms of paying extra on, because it's nice not to have the mortgage balance, but compared to other needs that you have financially, it's a low one to pay extra on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Hey, listeners, whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance. Then they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now, that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose the best option for you fast. It's just one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the Name Your Price tool for yourself and join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Ask Clark. That's where you post a question for me at clark.com. Producer Joel asks it.
Clark, Chad wrote in and said, my daughter has saved $750 and she wants to invest it. Is there a great fund that she can put that money in that is available for people that have less than $1,000 to invest?
Now there is. Gosh, it's funny. This would have been a much more difficult question to answer just a few weeks ago. Fidelity Investments has introduced the zero funds. They have no commissions and no expenses. Fidelity absorbs all the expenses of the funds as a way to attract customers and retain customers with Fidelity Investments. They have the Fidelity Zero Total Stock Market Index Fund, where you own pieces of 3,000 American companies, and they own the Fidelity International Zero International Index Fund, which has thousands of companies in it. For foreign companies where the real growth is likely to be in the future. So your daughter could do a little bit of one, a little bit of another, or all in one, all in the other, whatever she wants. And since they not only have no cost, there's also no minimum to invest at Fidelity anymore.
All right, Clark. And Judy wrote in, she says, what's the best and most affordable hands-free option for using my phone in my automobile? I'd like a device that I can place maybe on my visor, and I don't want to pay a monthly fee.
Yeah, so this is really easy. A lot of people have older cars that don't have Bluetooth built into them. And I don't want you to decide you have to get a new car because your state adopted a hands-free law. Instead, what you can do is you can buy one of these devices that go on your visor, and they provide a speaker and Bluetooth to your phone, and most of them now will store directories. So you can just tell them to call whoever, and they'll dial that person. They have your directory in them. They have last people called and all that. And these devices tend to be around $20 to $30 for these Bluetooth visory things. and you can find them pretty easily available at Amazon, Jet, Walmart, you know, all the dot-coms. Easy to find. The electronic stores sell them. And I don't know there's a big difference that would make it worth paying more for one of these than somewhere in the $20 to $30 range. And hands-free, once you get used to it, it's the only way you'll want to be in your car. You're listening to The Clark Howard Show. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast of our show, I'd love it if you'd subscribe. Whatever your favorite podcast app is, we're pretty much there. And whether you love what you hear from me or hate it, take time to write a review. It's how we all learn from each other, is from those reviews.